Hi everyone, my name's Liam Davies, and I'm a senior music executive at a major record label. I've been invited here today to talk about my career journey, which definitely had very humble beginnings.
When I left college, I was desperate to get my foot in the door of the music business. Most of my classmates were dreaming of becoming famous record producers, but I actually had my sights set on being a sound engineer. I was fascinated by the technical side of things and loved the idea of shaping the acoustics of a record.
I eagerly applied for dozens of internships at various studios. I was hoping they'd place me right in the mixing booth to shadow the experts. But instead, I spent my first 6 months working down in the post room. It wasn't the glamorous start I'd envisioned, dealing with boxes of CDs all day. But it meant I was finally inside the building.
Eventually, I got a lucky break and was moved upstairs. My official contract stated my job title was studio assistant. However, considering I spent my entire day running to the cafe and taking orders for hot drinks, I was essentially a tea boy. I really didn't mind, though, because it meant I was constantly interacting with everyone.
Because I was always bringing in trays of tea and coffee, I was allowed to linger in the background of major recording sessions. I initially thought I'd be most interested in the expensive, state-of-the-art equipment they were using. Actually, what really captivated me was watching the creative process. Seeing how a song evolved from a basic melody to a polished track was an incredible education.
My first real chance to prove my worth happened quite by accident. One afternoon, a famously difficult singer was throwing a tantrum about a terrible buzzing noise on her vocal track. The senior engineers assumed it was a complex glitch in the software, but I noticed it was simply a faulty microphone. I quietly swapped it out, the buzzing stopped instantly, and the producer finally took notice of me.
Thanks to that little intervention, I started to be taken more seriously. I wasn't instantly made a producer, of course, but I was offered a junior A&R position. This meant I was sent out to small venues every night to scout for new artists. It was an exhausting schedule, but utterly thrilling to discover fresh talent.
Fast forward to today, and my role as a senior executive is vastly different. People often assume that my day revolves entirely around listening to new music. While that is a perk of the job, having a thorough grasp of digital marketing is what really drives success in the modern industry. You absolutely have to know how to reach the streaming audience effectively.
It's a notoriously tough business, and I see a lot of ambitious young people come and go. They often arrive with plenty of passion and genuinely great ideas. What they usually lack, however, is patience. They expect overnight success and get frustrated when it doesn't happen. But building a career takes years of hard work.
These days, I also try to use my position to give back to the community. The press recently reported that I was setting up a new music academy. While that sounds lovely, I'm actually pouring my energy into organizing a massive charity concert. All the profits will go towards providing scholarships for underprivileged musicians.
If I could offer one piece of advice to anyone wanting to follow in my footsteps, it wouldn't be to spend a fortune on recording software. Rather, you should put all your effort into building a solid reputation. If people know you as hard-working and reliable, the right doors will eventually open for you.